Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth. Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am
Olympic Hucklebuggers. Hucklebuggers.
Hucklebuggers. Wow, we've never, in 11 years or however long we've been doing this show. Longer than that, probably. When did we, oh my God. It's been a really long time, hasn't it?
Has it been a week? Has it been a year?
It's been a week. It's been over a week since we've been doing this show. Anyway, I'm Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny, and this is the Hucklebug.
Welcome. The Peppy Fug. I don't know. Yeah.
Actually, we're starting off very silly, but we do have a rip, and it's a serious and very sad and super unexpected
and
rip.
And it's a personal rip for Steny and I, but also from some friends.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say it's a real person, but they're always real people. But this was somebody that we knew. Yeah, Paul Wiltberger passed away. Paul
was also known as Bruise in the Squeeze.
Bruiser, yeah. He was a fellow Squeeze fan, and I met Paul the same way I met Bet online as part of the online Squeeze fan community.
Yeah, we called it MIRC, which we called Pound
IRC,
Squeeze.
Yeah. Pound Squeeze, yes. Our chat channel was Pound
and
Squeeze.
And that was like, not right after I got my computer, so it would have been like 1993, so that was a long time.
It was later than that because it was when I was at CalArts, so okay. It was 96, 97 okay. Was around the time okay. that we started, I think. But we chatted for years. We met every Thursday night, every Saturday morning.
And you know, that's how we know Lily
and Dishy Michelle. Mike the Blogless.
Mike the Blogless.
Helen G.
Helen G. Christy was part of us.
Christy Myers, yes. Jen Pup and Crispy.
Yes, and some of us actually found each other. And, you know, you and me, of course, and Lily and Dishy. And I went to concerts with Christy. And we kind of became a part of people's lives. But I'm not sure Paul did, except for maybe Dishy, because they both lived in Chicago.
Yeah, they were both in Chicago. I know that he and Dishy hooked up at a few shows. I don't mean hooked up, but, you know, met and attended shows together in Chicago, in the Chicago area. Bruiser was a big fan of hockey.
Yes.
He hated the Beatles.
That's tough, but...
He's maybe the only person I know who actively dislikes the Beatles or disliked the Beatles, which, you know, made him interesting, I guess, in one way, right? I never agreed with him on his stance about the Beatles, but other than that, a solid individual.
Well, when you say a solid individual, that's me. He was just a nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in a room, chat room like Squeeze, where a lot of people, myself excepted, might think they're the smartest person in the room, and things might go here and there. He never became a part of it. He was just a nice guy, never got in arguments. He just liked being there with these people who also loved Squeeze.
Yeah.
And he was just... like I said, a guy. I think his real job was HVAC. But he also did soundboards for concerts in Chicago. And so he met and fell in love with a lot of people who came to town to play music. And he was just such a fan. And a really nice, decent guy.
The tributes on his Facebook page from so many people... all talking about how they met him at shows, you know, people who he was just he became like a de facto roadie for like most bands that
exactly
through
he
Chicago.
Was the guy who was in the
he was just there setting up their sound equipment for them all the time. It's really sad, and it was extremely sudden. Like just yeah. He'd been posting stuff on Facebook like the day before it happened. And then all of a sudden he's gone. And I think we still don't know what the cause of death was. I just
exactly.
know that it was super fast.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing of it is, you know, at the age that I am, I have been dealing with for a few years, losing classmates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one's gone. This one.
Yeah.
But lose, other than Gary, I think.
Yeah.
I think this is the only squeeze friend that I've lost.
Yeah.
And it just blows my mind. I think right. of us as those kids going out there.
Exactly. You know, I still think of us all as being 30 years old and we
exactly.
aren't, you know. But God, rest in peace, Paul.
Yes.
Bruiser.
Go.
We loved you, pal.
You're doing sound for Bill Monroe tonight. I promise you.
Ooh, there you go. That would be good. Did he like Bill Monroe? You know, but he liked everybody except the
he
Beatles.
May not have, but he
I hope
would
he doesn't
do
run
it.
Into. I hope he doesn't run into John and George.
No,
they might kick his ass.
John might. George would never.
No, George. George is a peaceful man. Well, anyways, Paul, rest in peace, buddy. We'll see you when we get to some fantastic place, my friend.
Yes, and thank you all who were not a part of that band of brothers. We happy.
Yeah,
to
I think of the people who still listen to our show, I think Dishy's the only one who knows him, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, we appreciate you guys letting us take a little time out to do that. Now we're going
to
do
he was important to this. Shout out.
Right. Shout out roar. So our first shout out this week is for Kelly with an I.
Woo, with an I. And she says, Kelly, you're not going to believe this. Maybe you need to create some in-between games. 2026. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say 2026, because later we'll be talking about that.
Yeah, we have a topic that you might be interested in, Kelly, with an IE.
Yes. And she said, I also love the heart rate monitors on parents. Kevin said he liked finding out some of the gymnastic medal results during the day, so he didn't have to stress too much watching it at night. And I have to tell you, Kevin, you come sit by me. Because Pat and I had this discussion. The older we get, you know, when we were younger, like in 84 when it was in Sarajevo, Don't tell me.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want you there.
I like knowing who won already. So then I'll just go out and watch her walk.
Exactly. It's way
Kevin,
less stressful.
You rock on that one.
It's way less stressful. I agree also.
And she said, I'm assuming you figured out that Flavor Flav, you know what I'm saying? Was sponsoring women's water polo.
Yes.
She is. And
I did. I worked that out. I put a post about it on my Facebook page, but yes, I did. When I mentioned Flav on the first week of the Olympics, when we were talking about the opening ceremonies, I just mentioned that he was like hamming it up, and I thought it was weird that he was there. And it was, the next day that I discovered that he was actually sponsoring the team, and he's their official hype man. So he was doing exactly what he's supposed to do.
I just thought he was being a clown.
That's fine. I love Flav. Whatever. He can do whatever he wants.
Thank you.
Our next shout out is for Kelly with a Y.
With a Y.
We heard from both the Kellys this week.
Oh,
Kelly with a Y says, yes, medieval Kelly. Times is Ren Faire on steroids. It's a cross between full on dinner theater and the jousting part that you see at Ren Faire. So much fun. And she's left us a link and I am going to check that out later. That's cool. It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you had a good time. Thank you guys for your shout outs. We appreciate you. Dougie, we did see that you left us some shout-outs last week. We missed them. I'm sorry about that.
But
we have a lot of shows. So we're not going to do them this week either, but we love you. What do we got? Olympic updates.
Olympic updates. Who wants to start? Who wants to say anything? I don't know.
I've got mostly my updates this week are some notes on countries that have won their first gold medals or their first medal ever in some cases.
That's nice.
The tiny island nation of Saint Lucia won their first gold medal.
Crack.
which I think was in swimming, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought it was track.
Oh, you're right. It was track. That's right. The runner, yeah. And Dominica, which should not be confused with the Dominican Republic, by the way.
Right, right.
Dominica won their first gold medal. Maybe that one was in swimming. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yes. One of the refugee athletes won a bronze medal.
You're kidding.
No. Cindy Nagamba. She won a bronze in boxing. And I had to read up about her. She's Cameroonian, but she had to leave Cameroon because she is lesbian and she's out. And that's illegal in Cameroon. So
you come over here.
She's been training in Great Britain, apparently.
Okay.
But she has not lived there long enough to become a citizen. So she boxed for Team Refugee and she got a bronze. So good for her. Botswana got their very first gold medal ever in the 200 meter running.
Yes.
That was a big upset. Nobody had them even on the field. The other thing I wanted to mention, ooh, this was big.
Okay.
In men's doubles badminton, Taiwan beat China. That was huge. That was huge and very exciting to watch. That was a really exciting game. It's been super dead at work this week, so I've been watching a lot of Olympics.
Well, you know, China is, as far as golds go, we're competing.
I shouldn't care,
but I do. I want us to beat China.
I always want us to beat China also. But the other thing that I always kind of keep forgetting and have to remind myself is that regardless of what we think of other countries and their politics, the athletes
are not the people that live there. Right.
Right. Yeah, those are the people we shouldn't be. Yeah, exactly. No. We should, and yes, a lot of them have been caught cheating, but also the ones that have been caught cheating have been told to and basically forced to by their coaches and by their own Olympic committee. So, like, even though we're always like, oh, boo, fucking Russia, bunch of cheaters. You know, it's probably not their fault that they're cheating.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know. Yeah, China's ahead of us, by the way. They have one more gold medal than us.
I think with...
Because one of ours was taken away.
No, with basketball and soccer. We'll see.
Good point. All right, what have you got for us for Olympic update?
Mine kind of come chronologically because every night I'd come out here and type stuff. So my first thing, which I think came Sunday, was the individual dressage, not the team, the individual, the prancing horses, of course.
Yes.
But for some godforsaken reason, while the people were doing their prancing, there was this horrible music played in the background.
Uh-huh.
And it was like Muzak versions. I mean, we're talking as bland as it can be.
Yeah.
Of actual songs. And it wasn't instrumental. Women were singing in the background. Muzak women were singing.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's one prancing with her little dressage horse, crip walking.
Yeah.
There was Simply the Best. and then there was one that was some Katy Perry song. I don't know the title of. My Heart Will Go On. But then when one Muzak version came out and the horse was prancing and working 9 to 5. and then there was one later that the Spice Girls wannabe.
Okay, yeah.
And all I can say is those poor horses. Now I know why they wear the horse hats.
Yes, you know, that block out the horrible ears, music.
So they won't have to listen to that.
Okay. They're like, put on gin and juice.
The other thing I put, and so I watched a lot of track and field this week. Mm-hmm. I love that whoever wins a track and field event gets to ring the bell. I love that they get to ring the bell.
Yeah, that's a cool thing.
Yeah. And I guess this happened before we could talk about it, but probably my favorite thing, well, except gymnastics, about the games, the mixed races, the men's and women's 400 meter relay in track, and the men's and women's 400 meter relay in swimming.
Yes.
It just blew my freaking mind, especially in swimming, where you pick your team. You can go man, woman, or man, woman, woman. And the other team can go woman, woman, man. And so you've got men and women swimming against each other.
I didn't see that. That sounds good.
Oh, my God. It's pandemonium. And
I'm going to look for it in the replay.
Oh, you've got to.
That sounds like fun.
It is over the moon.
This is the kind of shit I've always wanted to see. I want to see the women swimming against the men, man. I want to watch that.
Wonderful.
Oh, fantastic.
And I did get to see early in the mornings of, I'm getting up earlier and earlier. So I can just take a minute to sit while I'm ready for work and go.
Yeah.
And when I do that, I'm always watching early morning Olympics.
Yeah.
And I did get to see some skateboarding. And I did get to see the guy from South Africa who's 49 years old.
Yeah.
And I mean, I 40, and he fell all three times, and I just always think, but he was so happy he got, if I was 49 and fell on the skateboard, I would never get back up.
They would have to drag me off on a stretcher. First of all, because I would be way too embarrassed to stand back up. But second of all, I'd crack something.
Two more things, and I'll try to keep. When you think about Olympic athletes, you think about form and muscles and, and, kayakers, that upper body strength.
Oh, my goodness.
God.
Yes.
Bicyclers and runners, lower body strength.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday I came home early and got to see a sport that I think if there's one thing from head to toe that you have to be conditioned completely, it's water polo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to have the upper body strength to throw the ball.
You've
got to have the legs to keep you afloat the whole
time. That's true. Well, all of swimming, really, you got to be conditioned all over the place. Well, but the other thing with, like, the swimmers, they're all super long. They're crazy long people. They're just insanely. They are. Look at Katie Ledecky. And that part of it, some
long.
Of it is.
She's very long, yes.
Some of it is the suit a little bit, but mostly they're just super long. And Phelps also. I mean, they're freaks of nature. These people have gills. I think they have gills.
But I have one more, and now it's time, Stanny, for you and I and everybody else to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Noah Lyles.
Noah Lyles. All right,
let's
talk about Noah.
What an Olympic asshole he is.
I really don't like him. On the other hand, after watching the Simone Biles documentary, I don't want to be one of these people who shits all over an athlete, because what have I ever done? I haven't done shit, right? I haven't done anything. So I don't want to be one of these people who dumps all over another individual. This guy worked really hard to get where he is. On the other hand, maybe if you did a little less clowning and jumping around before the race, you could win.
He had fucking COVID.
Oh, did he? I didn't hear that.
He ran the 200 meters knowing for 2 days that he had COVID.
Ooh, I never heard that.
And in the little enclosure, right, before they introduced the runners, he was running back and forth in front of all of those people.
Uh-huh, jumping up and down.
Right, with no mask. And so he went out and he didn't win the race. And thank you, Kung Fu Kenny, for coming in second, because I love you. You're a class act.
No, that's the one that Kenny Bednarik won, by the way.
Yeah, Kenny Bednarik.
Yes, Bednarik, yes. Yeah.
But, then Noah went and he kind of fell on the track and they said, oh, he has nothing left. He just gave everything he could.
Because he's got COVID.
First of all, my sister said, because he spent so much time pimping himself out there before.
That's, he's jumping.
But then they picked him up and they took him off. And then he said, yes, I knew I had COVID, but I was going to race anyway. And apparently you're able to, But he knew he had COVID, and after the race, he hugged the winner. That is beyond the pale. Noah Lyles, you're an Olympic asshole, and I'm sorry.
Yep, Olympic asshole. All right. Well, I didn't know about COVID, so now. I've decided though that I'm not going to get on him about his clownish stuff, even though it's not my thing. I'm not going to get on him about it. Although I do think his temperament is better suited to a sport that is good for showboating, like basketball, like football.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, his personality is great for NFL.
Yeah,
it's not, right. But it's not so good for running, because guess what? After the Olympics, there's not a lot of opportunities for you. You're not going to get a job running.
Well, and exactly, as I said to my sister this week, after this Olympics, his chances of big endorsements, you know.
They're going to be down. Yeah, they are. They're going to be down. They're going to be, especially after the whole COVID thing, you know. But I don't know. He'll probably still get a couple deals. But you know, he's a runner. So, you know, he's not going to generate the revenue that he needs for a big personality like that. He should think about taking up football. He'd be a good wide receiver, a good running back. He's a fast guy. But I don't know if he has any actual
sport. And the guy who won the 200 meters, and I don't remember his
name. That's the guy from Botswana. I can't remember his name either.
I thought he was from Lesotho.
No, it's Botswana. That's their first gold.
But when they said, "Are you the new face of men's running?" He said, "No, I don't think so, because I don't have that arrogant attitude."
Right. Yep.
Burn.
Like burn. Noah Lyles. He name checked him too. He said, "I'm not like Noah Lyles. I don't have that." But his name is Letsile Tobogo.
Tobogo. Maybe that's why I thought he was from Lesotho.
That's right. Because his name is Tobogo. I'm surprised you didn't think that he was from Trinidad and Tobago.
Tobago.
All right, so that's our Olympic update. But wait, there's more Olympics. Don't worry, guys.
More than you could even fathom.
The next thing we have is our Ask Reddit question of the week. And this question is right here on Reddit, people. The question is, if you could remove one sport from the Olympics, which sport would it be and why? But Bette and I have decided we're going to go all in on this question. We're not only going to remove some sports, but we're going to add some sports as well.
And so because I said add two, I have removed two. So.
Okay. I think that's perfect. Okay. Let me just go through. Overwhelmingly, the answers on Reddit, almost everybody would get rid of speed walking. Because it's a big cheat and nobody's actually, they're all jogging. I mean, let's call it what it is. It's jogging.
I have to say that, my God, I never even thought about that. And I've actually watched it before. Never thought of it.
So race walking or speed walking or whatever they call it, that's the overwhelming majority. But also, a lot of people on Reddit would also get rid of all of the equestrian events because they feel the horses are mistreated.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how true that is. Yeah. Sometimes they are. But, you know, if people are caught, then they get in big trouble.
Right.
Also, this is interesting. A number of people have said that they would get rid of the modern pentathlon, particularly the horse part of the event, because in the horse part of the event, you have to meet a brand new horse and then go show jumping with it. And I agree, that's stupid.
I might be stupid. I didn't realize horses were part of the pentathlon.
The modern pentathlon has...
I thought it was all track and field.
It's... No, modern pentathlon is fencing, swimming, show jumping with a stranger horse that you've never met before today. Another fencing one. I don't know why there's two fencing. and shooting. Laser gun shooting.
I'd be all over that. No, keep that in.
What they're going to do for the 2028 games is they're removing the horse component and they're putting in an obstacle course instead, which I think is dope. I cannot wait to see Olympic obstacle course. That's going to be great. All right. So, Bette, what would you remove from the Olympics?
Okay. Stens.
Yep.
I thought about this a lot.
Okay.
And like I said, I thought I would narrow it down to two.
Uh-huh.
But I started with the sport that I hate so much and could never watch ever. But then I went to the X Games, all of the X Games things.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're new. They're not classic. And they might go out later. But the thing, and you can do it when you're high, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But, that's important to me.
But the thing of it is, I love them. I just love them. And it's a different skill set, you know.
Uh-huh.
You don't lift weights all day. And
right.
Right. But it takes talent and it takes skill. So they're okay. They're in. And I wanted to say 3x3 basketball, which is in this one, because to me, it's just the stupidest sport ever.
Yeah.
And then, folks, if you love it, I'm so sorry, but I could go the rest of my life without beach volleyball.
Yeah, same here. Beach volleyball can go. I'm so tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. Not only am I so tired of it, but it's NBC is convinced that it's the only fucking thing we want to watch.
Right.
So they make sure that it's always on
Every
fucking night. I don't want to see it.
And real volleyball is so great.
It's so much fun. Indoor volleyball is so much fun to watch. And beach volleyball is just people in their underwear.
Yeah,
just people
exactly.
in their underwear.
Just people in bikinis.
Maybe okay. if they were, you know, six aside or whatever, however many, seven, I don't know however many people they have in indoor. If it was that many people outside, maybe that would be more fun. But just two people, it isn't, it's no good.
Yeah. And synchronized swimming. Which is now artistic swimming.
Artistic swimming now.
I used to hate, but this year I've kind of gotten some respect for it, because it used to be just girls with.
Busby Berkeley routines.
Exactly. A ton of makeup on their faces.
Uh-huh.
You know, flapping their arms, trying to stay afloat and stuff. But,
right.
But it was different this year. There were stunts and gymnastics.
Yeah.
So for me, here are the two that have to go. And I know it's original Olympic sport. Boxing. I hate boxing. I've always hated boxing.
Yeah.
And I think the world is growing kind of weary of boxing.
I would love for boxing to disappear entirely.
I mean, I know the Marcus of Queensberry, and there's apparently rules that you have to follow. It's just big, dumb guys trying to beat each other up.
Just beating the shit out of each other, yeah.
I have no use for it. We'll never watch it, ever.
I'm with you.
And... I told Stens that I saw something today that kind of cemented my second choice.
Hmm.
After watching the team event final, rhythmic gymnastics, my God, how I hate that sport.
Okay.
Well, you know, they're called gymnasts. They're more like ballet dancers. They can stand on their toes and twirl around a lot. And then they have these props, the hoops and the ribbon on a stick and the ball and the it's just stupid. It's a stupid sport. And sorry, girls,
I know Bette
you
wants
put a lot
out.
Of time into it, but
I have to say
you're dead to me, rhythmic.
I'm gonna say this about rhythmic gymnastics. In previous years, I would have 100% have agreed with you, and then this year I watched it for the first time in like I don't know, probably 12 years was the last time I watched it. I haven't watched it the last several Summer Olympic Games. But I was watching it yesterday and the day before, and I was like, this is really good. I like it with the ribbon on the stick. The two sticks is dumb. But I do think it's pretty amazing that, you know, they just toss it up in the air, and then they do a couple of tumbles, and then boom, they catch it over on the other side of the thing. Like, how'd she do that? I also was watching going, this would be a lot of fun to watch if I was high. Because I was watching it, you know, in the middle of the afternoon while I was working. I haven't tried that yet.
But the thing of it is, you know, my thing is, you're doing your sport, but you have to have a prop. But then I started thinking,
prop,
that could be a discus, a javelin.
Yeah, exactly. You need a ball to play
but
soccer
in the end,
or whatever.
I'm so sorry, rhythmic gymnastics.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
You're
is
lovely.
All right.
Just dance and twirl for a fare thee well, but I won't watch.
All right. So, I'll be honest. I haven't really thought too hard about what I would take out. Because I see the good in everything. Even though there are ones I don't watch. I would never watch the marathon. Like, I don't watch golf.
It was hard for me, too.
I don't watch golf. Sailing, I think, is not a good spectator sport. I mean, there's a lot that I don't think are good spectator sports. I think golf is the worst. Golf is, unless all you want to do is take a nap, I don't understand the point of golf being on television at all. Show me the Show me the just show me the putting green. That's all I want. That was one of the ones we talked about, Bet. We talked about putt-putt. Olympic mini golf would be awesome. All right. Two to take out, right? Two to take out?
Yes, two to take out.
It's hard to argue with race walking. I think race walking's out.
And I'm okay with that. I just never thought of it before.
I would be tempted to say marathon, but that's like the original Olympic
game. No, that you got to have that.
Yes, the original Olympic game, so you can't take that.
Yeah, but race walking, I'm all over that.
Yeah, race walking, it's also hard to argue against boxing. So I think not only is it barbaric, but it is the most corrupt sport in the world, which is saying something. Because every sport is fucking corrupt, but boxing's the worst by far. So I'm with you on that. So, all right, race walking and boxing are out.
Okay.
Now, what would you put in?
Oh, what is in? Well,
I have a big list.
With an I-E.
Hang on 1 second. Here are four things that are coming to the Olympics in Los Angeles in 2028, everybody. Cricket, baseball and softball, lacrosse, and squash. Squash was actually one of the ones that I thought of. Squash was actually one of the ones
that's
I thought
nice.
Of. Yeah. I think cricket is good too. I am very interested to watch Olympic cricket. I can't wait.
Don't get it, but could watch.
Might be fun. You know, I didn't think rugby was going to be fun and it was awesome. So who knows? So what would you add?
Well, and I have to say, for my things to be added, the things that I said should go, you probably shouldn't. I have no credibility, but but I have to say, Kelly with an I-E.
Kelly with an I-E.
My first one was croquet.
Croquet was one we talked about last week, I think.
Yeah, it's
I love it.
Old sport.
Yep.
And you know, I don't know how the original rules of croquet are, but you know, if you hit your opponent's ball, you can take your mallet and move it back.
Oh, yes.
Or you can just, you know, take your ball and hit it to the next county.
That's what you do, man. That's
Wouldn't
the idea.
That be fun?
Fucking cutthroat croquet. That's what I want to see. And it's not necessarily trying to win, just trying to make the other guy lose.
Yeah, I would love to see Olympic croquet.
I would too. I think that's the best idea.
And frankly, my second one, you just mentioned it. Stands Olympic putt-putt.
Oh, I love that too. I think that's great.
The idea
mini
of
golf,
you know, going 18 holes and
yeah, it's crazy.
Whatever. But you've got a little maze that you're working.
Yeah.
And I think of it like Olympic show jumping with horses. You
yes.
know, when they jump over the fences, one of them looks like the bottom of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, exactly.
And another fence looks like one.
You build a mini golf course.
You make your mini golf course about the city of your Olympics.
Yeah, or about your country.
And on the 18th hole, you could, you know, go through the windmill if it's the Netherlands.
Right.
And at the end of it, you don't get a free game. You get a damn gold medal.
You get a goddamn gold medal.
I want Olympic putt-putt.
I love it. I love it. I think Olympic putt-putt would be way fucking more fun than regular golf. Croquet, as I mentioned, I already think is great. One of the ones I thought about is darts.
Oh!
It's not particularly athletic, but then neither is shooting, and that's
well,
part
exactly.
of Olympics.
I think of that like archery, and I loved archery. Just darts.
And darts has a big following elsewhere. I mean, they you know, darts is on TV in England. Darts billiards is another one.
Yeah.
Another one that I would like to see, which I is going to sound crazy coming from me, but I think auto racing would be excellent at the Olympics.
Oh dear.
I know. Not like a Grand Prix style. Not like, well, I guess it would be kind of like NASCAR. I'm not talking about like monster trucks and stuff like that. Although Olympic monster trucks would also be kind of fun.
but
it's
also
very
popular.
People
have other ideas about racing. But for me, it's just how good is the car? I mean, I know it's the driver.
Yeah.
And stuff, but that's just like horse events. Does the car get the medal or does the person get the medal? I'm sorry, Stens. Love you. Not on with
the... Not on with the auto racing. Nope. Well, the other idea that somebody had in the Reddit thread was to remove men's soccer, because in men's soccer, this is not true in the women's game, but in the men's game, you're not seeing the peak athletes because they are all busy doing other things. So we don't, Harry Kane's not at the Olympics,
right?
You know, Cristiano Ronaldo's not at the Olympics, Lionel Messi's not at the Olympics. It's all guys you've never heard of because the real good professional players are playing with their teams right now, and also just finished doing the Euros or the Copa America or something a month ago. So, but if you take that out and replace it with indoor soccer, which is played five aside, it would be like rugby sevens. I think that would be amazing. And we would, and it's got more of a street feel. Beach soccer is another one that would be good. So either of those two in place of men's football, I think would work really nicely. So I stole that from Reddit, but I think that's a good one. All right, so that's our Ask Reddit, Ask Reddit Plus. Where are we on time? Do you want to do your
I'm jettisoning that one.
Okay, well we're exactly out of time, as it turns out.
Okay,
we've got a couple quick things left though. I have a scratch off.
Woohoo!
We haven't done scratch off in forever.
She's been holding this one because of the Olympics, people.
I have been, because we've had too much stuff the last couple weeks.
That Stens becomes a millionaire and we'll never hear from her again.
I won't become a millionaire, because the most I could win is $20,000, but I could become a thousandaire.
Oh.
This is a $2 scratcher. The most I could win is $20,000. It is very complicated, I will say that. It's it says Loteria Don Clemente, 15th edition. So there's a bunch of, on the bottom, there's a bunch of question mark boxes called caller cards. And then at the top is a 4x4 grid that has little pictograms on them. They look kind of like tarot cards. There's one called the parrot, and there's one called the rose, and there's one called the umbrella. So what happens is
do they make these cards for people who play the lottery? That's too complex.
It's way too much. So what I'm going to do, what I have to do first is scratch off my question mark boxes, the caller cards. And then if there's a, you know, like there's a scorpion, I got to scratch the scorpion off above. That's okay. You go right ahead. I'm just scratching away here. By the way, the coin I'm using to do my scratching, Doug, you might be interested in hearing this, or you could tell Lynn. Lynn would be more interested. This is my old Christensen Engineering Corporation. This is a quality tip. When I worked at Christensen Engineering, we introduced this system where if somebody at work did something good, you could give them one of these little coins. And then,
so it's good luck.
Yeah, well, also, and if you collected a bunch of them, you could get something out of a catalog. So I think I got a set of steak knives, because I would rack these up. I got tons of them, and I still have a few. So, I got the bird. All right, hold on a second here. All right, so these are the calling cards I got. I got the scorpion, the sun, the moon, the cactus, the bell, the pitcher. It's a pitcher of water, not a baseball pitcher.
Oh, okay.
The saucepan. Yes, the saucepan. Does that say? Where's that? Oh, the canoe. It's a canoe.
Oh, canoe. Okay.
The canoe, the boot, the cello, the bird, the parrot, which is different than the bird, the mermaid, and the ladder. Okay,
Lord,
so
that's a lot to match with.
It's a lot. So what I have to do is find each of these caller cards above and then see if I actually match anything. So the ladder. There's the sun. I didn't get the rooster, though. The parrot. I did get the parrot. I don't think I won anything, I'm going to say already. The scorpion. I got the scorpion. The canoe. Right? I got the canoe. The cactus. Did I get the cactus? Yes, I got the cactus. I didn't get the lady. See, if I get any of these in a row, then I win whatever is in the row.
Oh, okay.
The pitcher, but I didn't get the heron. The cello. I got the cello. But I didn't get the lady, and I didn't get the umbrella. The bell. Well, it's the saucepan, the pine, the harp. That's it. I didn't win anything.
That's okay.
I'm just making sure.
But folks, that does ensure that Stinny will be here next week.
Yeah, good news. I'll be here next week because I didn't win shit. I have no idea, by the way, where this card came from. I just found it in a drawer, and I have no idea how long I've had it.
Oh,
but I won nothing.
That's just like found money. If you find
exactly,
that.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Exactly. That is exactly what I thought. All right. Well, I didn't win anything, but you know, it was a little bit of Hucklebug. It was a little bit of something to do on the Hucklebug briefly. Let's do our U rules and hit the road. Yes. What do you have, Matt?
Well, I have, I was going to have one U rule, but I have two.
Yes.
But my first U rule is an Olympic U rule, and it is to Mr. Whale, who popped up out of the ocean during.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, talk about this Olympics where everyone seems to love each other and get along and be happy.
Yep.
Just the fact that this whale popped up while the people were
during the surfing competition.
Yes. Was just beautiful. And I hope you're still out there hopping and jumping and and jumping again.
Yes. Just don't hit any of the surfers, please. Don't eat them.
No. And
we love you.
I loved him.
You're a good whale.
And a very, very quick U rule, and I won't tell all this story, but for the past couple of weeks, I've been having some real IT problems. My Outlook is... And so...
I don't think it's your Outlook either. I think it's Comcast.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Comcast. Something's wrong with Comcast.
Because Stinny tried to help me with it. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I don't know about that. So I called my go-to guy at Dominion Systems, Jody. And Jody spent... He said, this probably will take like 5 minutes. And we were on the phone for an hour and 15 minutes. And he did everything to try to get me back to my Outlook. Outcast, Outlook.
Microsoft Outcast.
Right. And at the end, I mean, he did everything. And at the end, he said, I think it's your account. You'll have to, and he said, I'm sorry, but you'll have to talk to Comcast.
Yeah,
sadly. Which I haven't, because one of the great things is he got me back to webmail, where I can now see my emails coming in, not on Outlook, just, you know, through the Comcast site, passwords and stuff. So you went over and above, Jody, and I know I still have to call Comcast and
but at least now you can get your email.
But exactly, yes. Jody, you know, he took over for the guy who used to run it and retired. And so I thought when I called, I'd never get Jody because he's now the top guy. But he came right there to me and did everything for me.
That's
you
great.
Ruled, Jody.
Yay, Jody. Thank you, Jody. Thank you for allowing me to email Bet again. I appreciate it. It has been kind of difficult doing the Hucklebug last couple of weeks with no email for Bet.
Yep.
But we've been communicating on Messenger. We find workarounds. My U rule this week is for another one of the breakdancing, one of the B-girls in the Olympics. Not Ray Gunn, though. I'm not going to give Ray Gunn a U-rule, although she was very amusing to watch. One of the B-girls was from the refugee team. And she was only in the very first elimination round because she was not very good, as it turns out. Honestly, in women's breaking, the gap between the people who are really good and the other people is big. It's big. There are like four or five really good breakers, but the rest of them were kind of meh. And so there was this B-girl named Talash, who was with the refugee team. And she went out, she did her first round, and it wasn't very good. It was okay. Her first round was solid. Her second round, not very good. But her third round, she took off her t-shirt or she took off her sweatshirt or her hoodie, I guess. And underneath it, she was wearing a cape. And she did her dance. She did her dance. Supergirl. And then she spread her cape out. Her cape said, "Free Afghan Women." And everybody there applauded. The place erupted into cheers, including her opponent, who was, you know, the woman who was dancing against her also clapped.
Yes.
And she was disqualified. She was also beaten because she wasn't very good. But she wasn't there to win. She was there to get her message out. I know there are going to be a lot of people who shit on her and say that's not what the Olympics are about or whatever. Fuck you guys. She did what she was supposed to do.
And, you know, like I said, I have loved, especially the men's breaking. You know, they're going up for the gold medal. And they love each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's no animosity. They just, you know.
I mean, they play that up because it's a dance battle, right? So they do. They stand on the edge and they taunt each other and stuff, which is fun to watch. But then, when it's over, they hug.
They taunt each other in a fun way.
Yes, of course. Yeah. But yeah, so I wanted to give a you rule to Talash. I agree with you. Free Afghan women. And man, I'll tell you what, she's gonna get blowback, a lot of it. Oh. Not just, you know, from the people in Afghanistan, but you know, from dumbasses on Twitter all over the world who are like, what
I won't say there's going to be a lot of happiness in the streets of Afghanistan. There won't. But no. She knows what she
does. But she's in there fighting for them, and good for her. And I do agree with her message. And I don't think the Olympics should maybe let Afghanistan come to the Olympics.
That's another thing, you know.
If they don't allow women to compete, I feel like, you know, it's time we start putting sanctions on some of these countries. That's how I feel, but you know, I'm not on the IOC.
Yeah.
And if I were, things would be different. First of all, we'd have putt-putt golf and no speed walking.
But at least there are no cheating Russians this time.
Not this time, but they'll be back next time.
They came for war. They were released from war, but it should have been for doping, I swear.
It was. So I actually had to read up about this. So specifically, the reason the IOC banned them this year is because Russia invaded Ukraine like a week after the Olympic Games ended last time. And the IOC took that as an affront and said, you did that deliberately, so you can't come to the games next time.
And I have to say, thank you, U.S. figure, or, well, not U.S., Olympic or world figure skating for taking the Russians out of there. And did you know that this week, the last Winter Olympics, you know, when the Russians weren't doped.
Mm.
This week, the U.S. figure skating team got their gold.
I did see that.
After
finally.
2.5 years,
that's ridiculous.
Got their gold.
Yeah, good for them. Yay. Yeah. Did they play the music? Do you know that?
I don't know, but they were right under the Eiffel Tower, which is great.
That's nice.
Marcel the Shell wasn't there. He went.
He was there in spirit.
Right.
All right. Well, gang, that is all we have this week for Hucklebug. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to it. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening to it as much as we've enjoyed recording it. Maybe even a little bit more.
And if you don't like the Olympics, well, next week.
You ain't going to hear about them next week.
Next week will be something else.
Well, we might have a couple comments on the
really
closing ceremonies.
Really weird happens at the closing ceremony.
Yeah, there might be something about the closing ceremonies, but other than that, probably not much. You know, you guys, it's only every 2 years, so.
That's right.
You got until January of 2026. And we will be not talking about
it. And
until then,
it will be our mundane lives.
That's right. We're going to be back to our mundane lives now.
We will not live through others.
Nope. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Until next week, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Bye, everybody.
Bye. We love you. Bye. Mwah, 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 mwah. That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
Jones, you're such a goddamn genius.
No, I'm Martha Stewart.
You are fucking Martha Stewart. Now you can be friends with Snoop.
Oh, if only.
If only.
Oh.